let's talk about motherhood. What's your relation with your mother? Is the role of the mother changing? In a new exhibition at Kudos Gallery, Realizing a Mother, we'll kind of explore some of these questions. And joining us now is artist Raffaella Pandolfini. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
So how did you get involved in this project and how does your practice kind of fall into it?
Well, I'm a mother. And I guess since having kids, my work has been based on, I guess, my experiences with my children just naturally, because often my work is based on my personal experience, so it's just kind of a very obvious thing to look at. And so Zorica just contacted me about a specific work that I'd made called 02-02, and, yeah, I felt like it would fit really well in the show, so... yeah, I feel very privileged to be in it.
So so what kind of artwork is it? Like what medium, I should say?
It's a video, and the 02-02 signifies the dates of, like, basically when my second pregnancy with my second child was confirmed. So I kind of took it from the after the 3 months, you know, when that you have all the tests. So it was like the 2nd of June to the 2nd of January, I think. And I did a dance every day of my pregnancy in the same, like the same outfit, which was a kind of beige bodysuit, and I changed the shoes every day to kind of reflect the mood I was in. So I had like some, like 6 pairs of black shoes, like black Docs and some high heels and different things like that. So I'd wear whatever I kind of, what mood I was in, and play a song that also reflected the kind of state, my state of mind. Yeah.
And what kind of moods did you go through during that period?
Well, I go through lots of emotions generally, but when you're pregnant, you yeah, there's lots of, I guess I had another child, so I was very tired, you know, I was quite tired. My mum was also really sick, so, you know, that was like, there was quite a sad times. But then there was also really, you know, ecstatic times and fun, like, days and feeling really great. So, yeah, there was like a big, lots of big swings in mood. So, yeah, the video goes for about 9 hours in total, and it's kind of made up of every, like a you know, song of 3 minutes for every single day. So it goes for a long time.
Wow. That's a lot of dancing.
Yeah, it's a lot of dancing, yeah.
So why the beige bodysuit?
I think just because it was, you know, I didn't want something too, I don't know, I guess I didn't want to like wear underpants or something like that. And it just felt like, oh, I'd felt like a dance leotard or something. I think that's what I think that's what the idea behind that was.
So the exhibition itself is called Realizing a Mother. So of course with your work, it's kind of that very beginning stage. What about the rest of the exhibition? Is it kind of encompass all of motherhood in a way, or just that early realization?
I think there's a really big mix, and I think the really nice thing is that there's like younger mothers with young kids, and then there's older women who have kids kind of in their 20s or something. So I think that's a really nice combination, because, you know, there's obviously different mediums like photography and video, and I'm not sure what else. It's pretty focused on photography, but I think just the really different perspectives, like there's an extraordinary photographer, Raffaella Rosella, who documents young women and experiences they go through, and it's focused predominantly, I think, the series I've been looking at is focused predominantly on Indigenous women and the experiences they're having, and they're just incredibly moving works. So, yeah, I think there's a really, really big mix, because I think that... you know, that's the thing when you're an artist and a mother, there's you know, not a stereotype, but an idea that of a way that motherhood runs. And when you're an artist, it doesn't particularly run like that. Or you know, you're anyone. There's no rules really. Mm. Like, yeah, there's lots of different experiences.
Yeah, I mean, there's always like, oh, good parenting. It's like, but what is good parenting? It just depends on,
yeah,
you know, the relationship of you and your child, really.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's good parenting, but there's also like, you know, buying a house and getting married and, you know, being heterosexual. There's like all these, you know, other ideals as well that are just kind of ridiculous because it's just not the way it is.
Is that kind of heteronormative kind of concept breaking down even in motherhood, like in this day and age, as we keep bringing those things apart?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's pretty slow. Like there was that experience of, you know, Jacinta Ardern, the new Prime Minister in New Zealand, being one of the first questions of her was like, are you going to have children or something like that? Like, I don't think that that the normal views on parenting or what women should do are being broken down, or if they are, that it's happening pretty slowly.
Yeah, fair enough. God, she's already been asked that? She's only been in the job for like a week.
No, I think it was when she started running. Oh, so God. It was like one of the first questions she was asked when she became the opposition leader, which was quite amazing.
One day. How does this exhibition kind of challenge that as well in a way?
Well, I guess it just depicts different, you know, I guess I haven't, like, to be honest, I haven't seen all the works in the show. It's not being installed until Tuesday, so I can't, you know, really talk as, but I do know quite a few of the works by the artists and have followed a lot of them for a lot of their career. So it's just that it's very different perspectives and things that you wouldn't have thought of before, or images that you wouldn't generally see. Like, yeah, I guess that there's very kind of, like white and heteronormative images around parenting and mothers and children out there, but the images that you'll see in this show just aren't that. They're the reality, and they're beautiful, and they're moving, and they're, you know, exciting. So yeah, I think it'll be an amazing exhibition.
It does sound amazing. But Rafaela, thank you so much for joining us here on So Hot right now.
Pleasure, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. As mentioned before, the exhibition will be opening this Tuesday on Halloween of all days. Woo! At Kudos Gallery in Paddington. Launch night is from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, and the exhibition will run through till the 18th of November. Put all those details up on 2SER.com, and you know what? Bring your mum along as well when you go and see it. She'll be very eye-opening.